The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my word. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I was with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave you, I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you today? Good. The Sunday school children had all been photographed with pastor sitting in their center. The pastor was trying to persuade the children to buy a copy of the group photo. "Just think how nice it will be to look at it when you are all grown up and say, 'Hey, there's John, he's an engineer. There's Jennifer, she's a lawyer. Or that's Michael, he's a doctor.'" A small voice at the back of the room rang out, "And there is our pastor, he's dead." 2 weeks more, and the time of Easter will be coming to an end. According to our liturgical year, or year of worship, the Feast of Pentecost makes the end of Easter time. In the readings of the past 5 Sundays, the risen Lord continues to live in the midst of our Christian community and to provide for all our needs. And today's readings show us the effects of the abiding presence of God in His church and of His indwelling in each one of us. The love of God is universal, reaching out to everyone. The Holy Bible gives account of God's love to humanity from the foundation of the world. To know that God is love requires our participation in His divine love. In today's Gospel reading, Jesus is aware of the deep anxiety of His own disciples as they face the reality of His final departure. So Jesus prepares His disciples for the day of His going. Jesus knew that they would have to endure many struggles, that they would have to face ambiguity and confusion, difference and disagreements. Before He returns to His Father, Jesus counsels His disciples not to be afraid. And He leaves to them His word, His peace, and the promise of the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will help them in the future to be his apostles, and also he promised that he will be back again. He will be coming second time again. And there is a beautiful invitation from Jesus today. That is, Jesus says, whoever loves me will obey my teachings. My Father will love him, and my Father and I will come to him and live with him. What a beautiful gift. Whoever loves me, I and my Father will come and live with you, with your life. This is a great promise given by God, by Jesus, to his disciples and to all of us. So, love Jesus. Love Jesus. Jesus himself is telling us, love me. Love me. So when we love Jesus and when we keep his word, and Jesus will come to you and live with you. He will be always be with you. And when you have Jesus, you have everything. So, his promise is clear. And we need to make ourselves, and we need to clear ourselves whether we love Jesus or not. So the more we love Jesus into every aspect of our lives, the more his word shows up what is in need of healing in our lives. So we need to welcome Jesus in every aspect of our life. So then, the word of God makes us clear what we are. And the word of God heals everything that the struggles or whatever it may be in our life. Everything will be healed. When we love Jesus, when we hear his word and keep his word, he will heal us. So in the first reading today, we see some people in the early church still struggling to fully realize that once you have Jesus, you have everything. There is confusion in the early church, and the problems and the struggles. Some came from Judea and said, circumcision is must. And those who circumcised, they only received the salvation. And this was the problem. But the apostles made them to clear that circumcision is not at all important for the salvation. And those who believe in Jesus, those who love Jesus, those who follow the word of God, they will be saved. So that the apostles brought the unity. The apostles made them to know the power of the word of God among the groups. If you listen to word of God, you all will be saved. Jesus will be with you. And this is a promise. So the first and the most important is the attribute of unity, all the members being of one spiritual mind. So we all need to be united, whatever, wherever we live, wherever we go. All the Christian communities must be united all the time. When we are united all the time, what happens? Through unity, there is harmony. Through harmony, there is strength. Through strength, there is perseverance in the living faith. And this unity end with the salvation. So here, among the Christian communities, the unity must be strong. How we will be united? The word of God makes us to united. When we love Jesus, we all will be united in him, and he will be united with us. The importance is, let us be aware of the abiding presence of God within us. This is very important. We forget about the presence of God in our life. Just we go, yadi, 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 yadi. We need to believe and trust that God is present in us, in our life. He is with us. We need to remember. Most of them will forget. We pray to God, that's all. We come to Mass, that's all. We celebrate feast, that's all. And we forget that that presence of Jesus will be always with us. So we live in the new covenant of Jesus, daily facing uncertainty, conflicts, and temptations. It is the abiding presence of God within us that enables us to face the future with undying hope and true Christian courage. The presence of God will always help us to come out all the circumstances that are going in our life. And Jesus gave the promise of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is shared from Apostle time 2 till now. We are sharing the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is dwelling. And the Spirit of God makes us to remember, realize what Jesus taught us. So the Holy Spirit makes us to realize what Jesus is. So we began to love Jesus. So the Holy Spirit will be always helping us. So Jesus today asking us to love him. Love me. Are we ready? Are we ready to love Jesus?
Yes.
Everyone?
Yes.
I can see some mouths up. So, if we want to love Jesus, first, love yourself. Do you really love yourself? Only I can hear half. It is true. Some of the people, they don't like to love themselves. They curse themselves. So here, the acceptance. This is what I am. I lost all my hair. This is what I am. I have to accept. And I cannot fight with God. Oh God, why you made me to lose all my hair? I look ugly. So, this is what Jesus wants me to be. So, I need to love myself. If I don't love myself, I don't believe we love Jesus. And I don't believe we love our neighbor. So, love is not the thing to share or to eat. Love is energy. When we do something good, the energy flows. The energy is happiness. Happy flows in us. That is love. We cannot see it, but we can experience it. So, how, when we can share our love with others, even with God and with other people, the acceptance. If you accept yourself, what you are, you love yourself. And if you accept other people, what they are, there flows the energy of love. So, in love, acceptance is very, very important. When we accept other people and when we share our love, real love, we create, we heal, we release. Three things will happen when we love other people. We create something in that person. That means he becomes new creation. Something will take place when we accept other people and say, I love you. So the creation, the new things will be created in his life. And he, when we love, when that person is happy, there takes place, the healing takes place in that person. So many things will change in his body. So many things will take place. Healing will take place. Release. All the troubles, most of the pains and struggles will be released because there is someone who loves me. So, acceptance is very important. And when we love, we create something in that person. New thing. He becomes new person and healing will take place. And he will be released from so many things which he is struggling. So, Jesus, that's why Jesus says, love me. Love me really. So we need to love Jesus with real love. So those who love Jesus sincerely will keep his word, and the Father loves us and they will come and live in our life. Simple thing. Even some people do not love God sincerely. Peripheral. Yes, okay. Love you, no. Some, they do not love Jesus really. So, when we do not show real love towards Jesus, Jesus and his Father will not come into our life. They are not ready to dwell with us. Jesus clearly says, when you love me, myself and Father will come and live with you. So when they are in our life, we are fine. Nothing will take place. Everything will be fine. So our Lord Jesus does not hide to his disciples all the dangers and difficulties they will have to face in the near future. Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you. So, that's why Jesus sends the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit is leading the church. And he will take care of everything that is happening in the church. He will make the church holy. And the Holy Spirit will make Jesus and God the Father to come and stay beside us and to take care of our life. So, no worries. That's why Jesus could have done abracadabra. Nothing is going to happen to you, my apostles. Nothing is going to happen to you. I will take away all the difficulties in your life. No. He did not do that.
The Holy Spirit will come and guide you. You may be my disciples, my apostles. But I love everyone equally. There is no ups and downs in God's love. Though I am a priest, there is no special love on me. God will love everyone equally. But I am doing my duty, and you are doing your duty. Dangers does not come from outside, but when we forget and fail to respect the love of God, the dangers come up on us. So when we disrespect the love of God, the dangers enters into our life. Because no presence of God in our life. So, we need to be very much aware that how we are loving our Jesus. It is easy for us to forget God when life gets busy. Is it? When we are really busy, we forget God most of the time. And it is easy to forget God when things go well. Both the ways. When we are busy, we forget God. When we are happy, we forget God. This happens often. But we need to remember the presence of Jesus in our life. That is today's total readings explanation. God is abiding in our life, staying with us. Remember all the time, Jesus is staying with us in my life. That is very, very important. Let us aware that God is existing in our life every time, and let us try to begin. If we do not love Jesus really, we begin to love him from today.